On the show today, we have Kony's very own Jeffrey Kendall talking about their recent DBX launch and how it helps credit unions accelerate their digital transformation initiatives. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Jeffrey Kendall from Kony. How are you, Jeffrey?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking. Appreciate that. Hey, you guys have a big announcement that you guys want to talk about today. It's your DBX launch, the Kony DBX launch. And so for those few people out there who may not have heard about the launch, can you just give us a refresher or a quick overview on what DBX is and what's it all about?
Yeah, so at its simplest form, Kony DBX stands for the Kony Digital Banking Experience Platform. And it's really about bringing together a suite of technology solutions to help accelerate digital for banks and credit unions. So we decided probably 3 months ago that our brand has now evolved, and what we do for banks and customers has evolved so much that we wanted to create a brand and a product and a set of solutions that was specifically focused in banking. As you know, Kony was focused and founded with kind of a horizontal play that served lots of different industries.
Yeah.
But we've grown so fast in banking and credit unions that now that's become the majority of our business.
Wow, good for you guys.
Yeah, so this reflects an evolution of our brand that matches that experience.
So, I mean, that kind of segues into my next question, which you already alluded to. It's kind of what prompted its development and launch? What kind of sparked this idea to get it going?
Yeah, so the key thing that when we look out at the marketplace, what we find continually is that banks and credit unions are faced with kind of a build versus buy choice when it comes time for them to think about how to evolve digital. Mm-hmm. And so on the one hand, buying something off the shelf is attractive because it's cost effective. Yep. Typically, it has, you know, advantages in terms of speed to market, but almost always what it comes coupled with is a rigid set of abilities and capabilities. And so it's hard for banks and credit unions to sort of differentiate themselves with a pre-built off the shelf solution. On the other hand, if you look at sort of building your own solution, that has a tremendous amount of cost, that has a tremendous amount of time that it takes to do it. And frankly, most credit unions aren't staffed or have the development expertise to go build great digital solutions without a lot of help. And so what we wanted to set out to do was to say, let's find something that gives the best of both worlds, that offers some things that are pre-built that will help accelerate and get you sort of the best-in-class product that you can have today.
Right on.
But also provide a lot of flexibility so that credit unions can go and extend and enhance and add new features really, really quickly. And that's really the goal of what we're trying to do with the product and platform and why we brought that to market.
Jeffrey, you're in my head because you're answering my next questions each time. Because my next question is like, how will it impact credit unions that want to accelerate their digital transformation initiatives? Because there's so many that are maybe in the planning stages right now or maybe just embarking on it or might be in the middle of it right now. There's this big digital transformation happening right now and on the banking side as well. But a lot of credit unions are doing that too. So how will you see it impacting them in this regard?
Yeah. That's a great question. So I think last time that we chatted, one of the things that I talked about was sort of becoming a digital athlete and the idea of digital transformation not sort of being one big bang approach. One of the things that really concerns me right now in the marketplace for credit unions is that there is a lot of noise around advanced technologies that frankly credit unions aren't sort of ready for.
Yeah,
they don't
yeah.
have the foundation and the fundamentals of digital right, but yet the vendor ecosystem and the technologists would have you believe that, hey, this is the right time to be thinking about chatbots and augmented reality and blockchain and all the exciting things that are great to talk about that will be here in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Then you turn around to the bank and you say, well, can you open an account online and have, you know, the ability to get somebody a debit card in less than a day.
Yeah.
And it's a surprising amount of people saying, well, we're not really there yet.
Oh, that's scary.
You know, can you log in with touch ID on your iPhone and your app? Maybe, maybe not. And so this platform approach of what we're trying to bring to the marketplace is to say you shouldn't have to trade off being able to do those small, I call them microvations, which is kind of a made up word, but it's tiny innovations. It's thinking about how to accelerate piece by piece rather than sort of saying, I got to go spend 18 months putting together a big strategy and try to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely the wrong approach as credit unions are looking to evolve And that's what this platform gives them the capability of doing.
Yeah, I heard that message time and time again. Before the recording, we were talking about the AXFI conference, and I just got back from there, and I interviewed a whole bunch of people there. And you're echoing exactly what a lot of the experts there said as well. It's like, gosh, don't position it as this gigantor big project because it's so daunting. But if you take it one, like you said, what was it, Microvation? I mean, take it little steps at a time, and then before you know it, you'll have that big giant project done. So it's just baby steps. Just get started. And it's like, wow, that's so good. There's a theme going on here, Jeffrey, that you hit on. So how does it work to help credit unions accelerate? How does it help them accelerate, get the ball rolling for them?
Yeah, so one key example of it is through the platform, what we have done has built a suite of pre-built integrations to other fintech providers that are out in the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. We're a huge believer that we are not the only smart people in fintech, that there's a lot of great things going on in payments and identity and all sorts of functions. So what we've done is we've partnered up with a dozen or so of the external ecosystem folks, pre-built integration, so that if you want to bring in, chatbots, if you want to do those things, mm-hmm. and you're ready for them in your digital maturity, mm-hmm. they're already baked in. So it's really an easy thing to lift them into your existing mobile app and online experience.
Perfect. So, and you mentioned before about goals for DBX. Can you kind of reiterate what your goals are for this venture?
Yeah, it's really simple. We're here to level the playing field. It's really about making sure that credit unions have sort of a strategic advantage to compete against the big banks.
Yeah.
There's no way that a credit union is going to come close to outspending Jamie Dimon.
So that is true.
let their 18,000 developers go spend hundreds of millions of dollars to get to digital. You can't outspend the competition. What you need to do is find a way to outpartner them. And that's what we really aim to be. So that's really the goal of DBX.
I like that. Great message to end on. So where can folks go to find out more about DBX? Give you guys a quick plug here.
DBX.coney.com.
Okay. Perfecto. All right, Jeffrey. Well, thank you again. Appreciate the time as always. I know you're probably super busy with the launch and everything, so I appreciate the time and look forward to the next chat.
Mike, great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.